Welcome to the podcast Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now with Elizabeth Willa. Every month, Elizabeth takes you through an issue which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. The topics are related to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. Every episode is designed around the same set of headline, which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website, willegestalt.eu.
Hi again, and welcome to the sixth episode of Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now. Today, I'll talk about changes in life and focusing on menopause and andropause. When I planned this episode, I bumped into many other interesting transitions in life. For example, becoming an adult, becoming a mom or dad, or losing a close relative. So lots of other interesting changes or transitions in life. Stuff for many episodes to come. And then back to today's topic. Figure of today. Today I'll talk about when life changes with focus on changes which happens mid-life and what we call menopause for women and andropause for men. So this episode deals with changes which normally happen mid-life or what we consider to be mid-life both for men and women. And usually it's around when we turn 50. The words menopause and andropause I never really understood. Well, actually, andropause I only learned preparing for this episode. But menopause, andropause, what is it a pause from? Does something start again? In German, the word used is Wechseljahre, and in Danish, my mother tongue, my native tongue, which I'm sure you can hear, the word for menopause is Overgangsalder. Both Wechseljahre and Overgangsalder much more carry the meaning of a transition, which to me makes much more sense. And certainly it describes better how I deal with it in the Gestalt praxis. Well, never mind. We'll talk about what happens when we, men or women, are in the middle of our life, whatever we call it. I will talk about these changes simply because I in my praxis have experienced that some women and men find this midlife changes challenging. I will not go into bodily or physiological changes. I'm absolutely not an expert in this, but I might touch on how some of the bodily changes we face influence the way we deal with life. And when I say we, it's because I'm there myself. I am, with my 58 years, supposed to be over it. Since I got into menopause around 50, well, life changes all the time, and so do I. How is this important? How is when life changes, menopause, andropause, important? Well, hopefully all your listeners will experience it, or maybe you are already there, or maybe you live with someone who is going through it. And we humans tend to find that what affects us is also interesting and important. For some people, this phase in life actually feels exciting. Kids are out of the house, life is not so turbulent anymore. You might have more time for your spouse, a possibility to rediscover each other, and maybe also take up old friendships again. Maybe more time, maybe a bit more money to travel and see things, go on weekend trips, being spontaneous again. So a joyful phase in life, where some people feel they're more settled in life, maybe more calm, more sure about what they like and dislike. For others, getting to anything just close to excitement about what happens in the middle of life is much more of a transition. For a few of my clients, the changes came earlier than around 50 due to, for example, surgery removing the ovaries or due to some types of chemotherapy. This led to some existential questions, which I experience actually come for many people just a bit later. Questions like, who am I? Things have changed, like, for example, when I can't have children anymore, even if children was not at all a question anymore. It's still a new part of life. Especially one client in her mid-40s experienced a very profound sadness after the removal of her ovaries. The surgery went well. She was in some ways feeling much better. And still this blue tone in mood stayed with her. She was trying hard to keep up the good mood in the family, at work, and with friends. In the practice room, she did talk about her sadness and how challenging this was, trying to be something that she was not. And it was so difficult finding her feet again, and she really could not rationally understand this sadness. On top of all the sadness, she felt a bit ashamed, embarrassed, or guilty of being such a killjoy, when nothing really was the matter, as she said. This pattern I have seen also for clients around 50, where midlife changes just happened due to nature. Another client once said to me that after she turned 50, she felt as if she was invisible when she stepped into a room full of people. And this was a very strong change for her in her social interaction. She needed to find new ways of being her in social interactions and social situations. Another client told me that for him, midlife really became a reality when a friend asked him to join him in a nightclub. It was an old friend, and they had been together at this specific club many times before, but suddenly it didn't feel right, as he said. His knees were hurting when he had to stand for too long. They couldn't talk, or rather, he couldn't hear what his friends were saying to him in there. For him, this was a starting point, which made him aware that life was changing. Not in any dramatic way. However, different things in life had changed, and he would never go back again. New ways of seeing the boys were needed for him to feel right. For another male client, the midlife change came in a much more subtle way, a feeling of not really wanting to start new adventures in life, not starting any too big projects anymore. And this had so far been a very important part of this client's life and identity. Simply also feeling more tired from time to time and finding this difficult to deal with. Being energetic had sort of been his trademark so far. And he said, if he could not start new projects, what would he be good for in life, in family, with friends? A subtle and then in some ways huge change to go through. Certainly important. And like with this client, I guess it's evident that in a few examples given here, that midlife changes in many different ways are important. A bit about what gestalt in all of this. I have often heard the word midlife crisis used when people talk about these midlife changes. I'm not using this word because I relate a crisis to something which happens more sudden and unexpected, something which interrupts the normal life flow for us as human beings. What happens to us midlife is not unexpected as such. Part of what happens physically as well as mentally, might be unexpected, and some people prepare much more for this period than others, but we all know it comes. However, I have found that some of the crisis handling used in existential therapy have been very helpful in this work. And remember, Gestalt therapy builds on existentialism, as I described in episode 3. In a crisis, we lose something. And this leads to a grieving process. We mourn what we have lost, like we grieve when we've lost someone close to us. This may sound as a dramatic way to work with midlife changes, but it's helpful when we work through what we have lost due to changes in our life when we are going through menopause or andropause. This process of working through what we have lost helps accepting the feelings we feel and helps us coming to terms with our life as it is now in the second half of it. Realizing and understanding what we have lost as far as possible and accepting the feelings connected to this loss helps us reorientate and gain energy around some of the new possibilities which this phase in life can offer. Doing this work together in the therapy room is an example of how living here and now part of the title of this podcast is close to all the work I do as a Gestalt therapist. Becoming who we are, also midlife, and living here and now, with all which this brings, usually brings more joy to life than struggling to be something we are not. So what actually happened in the therapy room with the clients I described earlier in this episode? Well, what we did was to start looking at what was lost due to the changes in life, whatever was the cause of the changes, surgery or nature. This could be a therapeutic talk, and for some clients, it was a concrete written list, which in a strange way helped the client to gain a kind of permission to see what was lost and be able to mourn it. And for example, the blue tone and mood, the sadness, gave so much more meaning for clients now. It was actually needed to be able to move on, not forgetting what once was, but leaving it and taking what life offers here and now. For different clients, this, of course, had different focuses. For the lady who had the surgery, it was mainly an understanding and accept of her sadness, and the sadness slowly diminished and left room in her life, I guess we can say, for more life. And for the woman feeling invisible, for her the process was more focused around gaining clarity for who she had become now in the second part of life, when, for example, her look had changed. Furthermore, we looked at how it could work for her to be more invisible. Well, it sounds a bit strange, I know, but she actually found that there could be a lot of benefits to be more invisible. Like, for example, less responsibility for the good atmosphere and a possibility to observe a bit first when she was in a new situation and so on. The guy with the nightclub, or rather the lack of nightclub, for him, the work was about how he would prefer to be together with his friends now. He might not be able to get all he wanted with the boys, but it made it easier to make suggestions to his friends for new ways of social interactions, which were much more in line with who he had become. Finally, the entrepreneur. Well, what he went through midlife was for sure not straightforward or easy for him. He did finally again take on new challenges. However, he went into the new challenge with more awareness around his life situation, like handling, for example, his tiredness. Well, life is full of many ways of getting into the second half of life. Closing the Gestalt. So we are getting to the end of today's episode. And there are many transitions in life, and around midlife, we experience one of them. Midlife, we are all quite stuck in our ways, and then life suddenly throws a number of changes at us, which are hard completely to avoid. And who knows, we might actually gain something. This can be a tough process for some, and for others it's just a walk in the park. I hope this episode gave you some input, that whichever changes you feel the most challenging, there are help out there, and hopefully an enjoyable half of life still to be lived. Thanks a lot for listening again.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elisabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast, see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram, is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist or any other health professional.